Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we have news and feedback. Angela Bassett has received the first Academy Award nomination for an actor in the MCU. That is amazing. And Born Again has hired 3 lawyers. Daredevil has gotten lawyers, you guys. All that, plus your feedback and more, right up to the set we have no control over.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name's Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeff, let's talk about some news, my friend.
Oh, I so thought you were going to be like, Jeff freaking Randall.
Sometimes I give you all kinds of weird middle names.
Jeff so, Theodore Randall Esquire.
Have I ever told you the Theodore story?
No.
With that as a middle name? Oh, man. It's a good one. All right. So let's talk about some news. I'm just kidding. I'll tell the story.
That but story quick, and more.
But quickly, because we're going to get to the news. My buddy, he likes to make random jokes.
Sure.
His middle name was Trent.
Trent. Okay.
So my friend saw his initial T somewhere, and she's like, oh, Ryan, what's your middle name? And I guess because I was there, you know, like, as a part of the group, and like, I don't know, he thought it'd be funny to just lie to her, because, sure, you know, so he said, oh, it's Theodore.
Sure.
And he
it's
just
really not even that, like, big a lie.
No, it's like a weird just thing to make me laugh, because I was standing behind her, and he's like, hey, Matt knows I'm, like, lying to this girl for no reason. So it's just a lie. It's not even really a joke. It's just a lie that he thought I would think was funny. And then I thought that was kind of funny, but what I really thought was funny was a couple weeks later, this girl bought him a Bible. And you know those how they put the names? They
like, no!
Inscribe the name on the front of the Bible. Oh yeah, she gave him a Bible with his lie, Ryan Theodore, like emblazoned.
Lion Theodore.
Lion Theodore. That's exactly right. Emblazoned across the front of his Bible. She like bought him
a very nice
Bible too. Oh, it's so good. It's like forever. Your lie is just like printed on the front of the Bible.
Etched in stone.
So good. It's so good.
That's
okay.
A great, great story for the name Theodore.
Right? you came and said, you randomly said your name was Theodore. And I was like, hey, I had a friend that did that once, and he's going to hell because of it.
Yeah, sounds like he needs some lawyers.
Hey, and so does Born Again, apparently. Born Again has hired, according to the direct, Born Again has hired 3 former lawyers to write for the show. They've also written for other TV. They've like consulted and written on other shows, but they are lawyers.
Thank God for it.
I think so, too. She-Hulk's lawyering was not very on point.
It was not great. It was funny.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. I'm currently dating a law student, and when we started talking, based on her personality and the fact that she was a law student and everything, I started to think, oh, you know what? I bet she'd like She-Hulk. She doesn't watch Marvel, so I was like, I'll have to introduce her to She-Hulk. And then after I got to know her a little bit and learned that she's kind of pedantic and really hates things that are inaccurate, I was like, that is not the good entry point. Nope.
She is not going to like She-Hulk.
She is not going to like She-Hulk at all. It's like going to annoy the shit out of her.
So maybe wait until that relationship has solidified a little bit more.
Yeah. Before I share some other Marvel with her first, you know.
Yeah. Maybe, get her into Daredevil.
Yeah. Daredevil, even that probably would annoy her. I don't know how accurate Daredevil is. Lawyering wise. I need to just stay away from the lawyer focused Marvel and just show her something else.
Yeah. She's like, oh, have you watched Daredevil? He's like, you don't need it. You don't need to stop. You need to watch Guardians. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy is probably the one. Oh, man.
That's always the entry point.
Yeah, but anyway, that's all to say. That makes me happy that they're trying for legal realism on Daredevil, even if just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like no series is detrimented by being more accurate to the content that it's trying to replicate into a superhero genre.
Yeah. Like, I agree. I think there's... Sometimes you make decisions for brevity or for plot because you want the characters to have this some like dramatic decision, and like you let a certain thing about a certain profession slide, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. But like, I think She-Hulk went too far with that. Like, where it's supposed to, I mean, they say over and over, it's a lawyer show, and it is far from a lawyer show.
Right. Oh, man, there are so many times where, like, the tech genius, quote-unquote, of the series is like, oh, yeah, tapped into the motherboard and hacked the Matrix. And, like, no, that's not that. Oh, God.
None of those are things. Yep.
That's not a thing. That's not in any way a thing. So, like, I get it. I get it.
Exactly.
I'm there.
Oh, believe me, man. Musicians in cinema, it's just like... it's okay if it's a musical when they all start singing together, you know?
Sure.
But if musicians have never met each other, I mean, like, some shows do it better than others. There is definitely, like, a thing where you can, like, jam and come up with something, but man, it annoys me when people, like, come out with, like, perfectly tailored arrangements, and they're trying to, like, jam and come up with something, and they're like, they're singing harmonies over lyrics that have not yet been sung. Like, how did you know what the words were going to be? Like...
I felt it in my soul, Matt. You're not a real musician unless you feel it in your soul. You don't need to know the lyrics.
Right, yeah. No, and some movies do it well, but other movies, it's just terrible.
But if it's a musical, it's fine.
Yeah, no, if it's a musical, it's fine. It's like, that's like a fantasy world. But the other thing is, in movies, musicians make money. It's weird. It's very strange.
Most people in movies can survive being a musician.
Yeah, they like eat dinner and stuff. It's weird.
Oh man. Oh, I was gonna try to segue into the next thing, but like that was too funny. What if Angela Bassett did it? What if she was a musician that just felt it in her soul?
Right. She felt this in her soul for sure. She's received her the first Academy Award nomination for an actor in the MCU. She received a Best Supporting Actress nomination for her work in Black Panther. And that's Wakanda pretty badass. Forever. Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever.
It's absolutely deserved. That 100%. That woman, like, she shouldered the burden of the entire film, took the nation of Wakanda in with it, like, on her shoulders, and just, like, soldiered forward like nothing happened. She had so much gravitas in that film. It was obscene.
Yeah, she really did make the movie what it was. I mean, she's... The way she not only displayed gravitas and power and, like, strength of Wakanda, but also the way she... carried her grief, like, kind of under the surface in many moments, but also let it be shown in the private moments with her family, you know? It's just really, really wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And then in the moment when she was banishing Okoye, or, like, you know, exile or not exiling, right? but like firing Okoye, like, you have lost my daughter. And Okoye's like, I gave up so much. Like, I had to fight my husband for this country. And she's like, oh, you think you sacrificed? Like,
yeah.
And went off in a way that I was like, God, I feel all of that pain that she's just pouring onto me. Like, oh man, that's so heavy.
Yeah, for real. It's a great performance. I really hope she brings it home, the first acting Oscar for the MCU. It'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would be her first Oscar win as well, if she were to get that. She was nominated in, what, like, 93, 94?
Yeah,
back in that time.
What's Love Got to Do with It, I believe it said.
Yeah. So it's been a while since she's been nominated, but this would be her first win. That would be pretty cool. Those are the only two news stories that we had for this episode. Should we get into our anything and everything feedback?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's jump into all the feedback we've been getting.
Waterfall Angel, one of our patrons, says, in case y'all have some filler episodes coming up, general prediction for the future. Hello, all panda host variants. I love that. I think Everett Ross will essentially be the new Coulson. I could see him showing up in more properties and continuing his befriending of the youngins. We already got Shuri and Riri. I could also see Fury handing him a little black box and saying, build it back up. But in secret, because even though I probably have the authority to pardon your leaking of secrets to Wakanda and fleeing from government custody, I won't. Anywho, that's my little prediction. Also, I would kill for a Coulson-Everett team-up, but I'm sure that's a pipe dream. Love y'all on the quantumist level of my being. That's a thing, right? Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon. That's a really good idea. I actually love this idea because it fits very well with what we learned about him and the fact that Contessa Valentina, yes, Jeff?
Yeah, no, I'm going right there with you. Go ahead.
Right there with me. Like, she's his ex, and you can totally see, like, she builds the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, she's building the Thunderbolts, and he builds the Young Avengers.
Yeah, like in secret, or like some ragtag group of kids to try to stop whatever the Thunderbolts are trying to do, because he has a heart and realizes what she's trying to do with them, whatever that is, and has to stop her. And it just, like, would be a great, like, you know, they wouldn't have to be the main characters of the thing, but they would be great, like, antagonists for each other.
You know, in those times where, like, you and your ex still have some of the same friends, and, like, maybe you both are in the same social situation sometimes, but you, like, you try to stay apart. Like, you still kind of snipe at each other sometimes, maybe. It's sort of like that, but with superhero teams, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, in a global theater.
And just seeing, I mean, we saw them in Wakanda Forever arguing, and they laid out their, like, differences, you know? Like, what would Wakanda do? What would America do if they had vibranium? And she's like, I want nothing more than to find out.
I know.
How cool would that be?
It's like, he's like, no.
Yeah. Their different visions of what would be good, like, is, I think, very very interesting. And Falcon and the Winter Soldier kind of laid this all out with this idea that America, like, doing something for America versus doing something for just goodness. You know what I mean? There is a difference.
The good of the world.
Yeah, the good of the world, the good of everyone, trying to do the right thing. And I mean, that's something we've seen since Avengers with S.H.I.E.L.D. building the Hydra-style weapons and stuff. It's something they've been dripping in, but it seems like Thunderbolts might be, like, the next evolution of that. Seeing that it is Contessa Valentina who's, like, building this thing, then what does it mean, you know? What is that fight going to look like? I think it sounds really interesting.
Yeah. I just can't wait to see Alexi and Yelena and Bucky all on a team together, and, like, the quips that are going to come from those three. Like, yes. Absolutely yes, I need that.
100%.
All right, see, next up we got Canada Panda, another of our patrons, saying, hey y'all, how's the new year been treating you? Good so far, how's yours?
Yeah, pretty solid.
He continues, I'm so excited for the next year of MCU content. I'm also looking forward to my roster for the draft. Ashley, I'm not sure if I've said this before, but your presence on the cast is the perfect kind of balance that was needed. Your insight and the way you keep everyone on their toes is awesome. Jeff, congrats on your move to Hollywood. I wish you nothing but great success in your career and hope you're able to find some great connections for your voice acting desires. Matt, I know you've been busy with your music career and post-COVID life. I'm always thinking about how awesome it would be to meet you and anyone else from the cast. Hopefully you can make it up to my neck of the woods one of these days. Now, I feel like I've asked this question too many times, but I think it's important to keep accountability in check. What's the status on the swag for patrons? Have the tiers changed and I'm missing out? Anyway, I am and always will be a huge fan of all of you. Yours truly, Canada Panda, Trent.
Trent, you rock. Thank you for being a supporter so long. Thank you for always writing in. Thank you for being a patron. Yes, I'm glad you wrote this in because I want to address it here as well as... I've already kind of talked about it in a patron-exclusive episode that I dropped a couple last week, I think. But basically, we are going to get swag to everyone who has owed it as soon as possible. And you guys are owed... Some people are owed one swag, some people are owed two swags. And I'm about to send out an email very shortly to get everybody's sizes and stuff because we're working on swag. But we are about to completely redo our Patreon. We're hoping to completely relaunch the Patreon on February 1st. So the tiers will be changing. And one of the reasons we're changing it is because the swag was always a bad idea. If I'm being perfectly honest.
That was a great idea.
We started doing this, 7 years ago or something.
I need a set of new set of glasses. I actually put mine through the dishwasher.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll get them to you.
They don't last through the dishwasher.
No, they do not. We did a set of glasses for six of the swag sins. But once this year, with Jeff getting very busy with his personal life and work life and me having to take care of my mom, it's really not even just this year. It's been this year. So like we owed a swag at the beginning of 2022 and we didn't get it out. And now it's the beginning of 2023 and we owe a second one. And it's totally our bad, but basically life got really busy for both of us, with me helping out with my mom and my niece and Jeff having a lot of personal and work things that kept him very busy this year. As we all know, Jeff like couldn't even be on the cast nearly as much in 2022. So it just was really hard time for us to get it out. So we are really behind. But because of that, we are going to completely redo the patron tiers. That's not the only reason. There's a lot of reasons. We also think it was confusing before because we had like 4 tiers and they kind of did different things and it was just confusing. So we're about to completely relaunch the Patreon, and we're going to be removing swag as a thing because I'm tired of being disappointing. it's really the truth of it. I constantly, you said hold us accountable or keep accountability in check. I'm totally with you. I feel bad I feel bad all the time that we have not gotten that stuff out yet. It's on my to-do list, like little pieces of it that we're trying to put together. And yep. Like, we had an artist working on it who hurt his hand. And so like, I'm still like trying to get him to finish his piece of the thing. And we're working on a few things to get them out the door. ASAP, and we're going to we'll be sending out the final swags in the next couple months. We're doing our very best to get it out soon. Yeah. And we're not going to promise them anymore, and we're going to change the tiers around because I am tired of feeling terrible about disappointing the pandas.
Like a disappointment.
Yeah, especially the ones who have been so supportive all this time and have been given to us through Patreon and giving that extra dollar because they want their swag and it hasn't happened. So fully my responsibility. I'm sorry that it hasn't happened yet and we'll get it out ASAP. We're still doing it, but we will be changing the Patreon around. So this will be the final one. Big patron swag send.
And that's not to say that we're not going to have like merch type things. Yeah. We still like the idea of merch type things. It's just very difficult to come up with something that is super cool and like worth it, you know?
We're always wanting to do something really cool for the patrons, but it also like it's just really hard to do something every... Basically, we're podcasters, not merch creators. And like trying to come up with something new and
we've
novel
kind of overcommitted ourselves into, into zones that are not ours.
Yeah. And then when life happens, like it did in 2022.
What do you mean? Nothing was out of the ordinary, right?
So much life. When life happens like that, and then we're having a hard time even getting out the podcast the way we want to, like at the speed and the reliability we like to, then it just like getting all that extra stuff done becomes this incredibly difficult task. And so we are trying to reassess the Patreon all around. So, and we sent out, in case anybody missed it, we sent out a survey to the patrons too. So if you're a patron, go check out the survey. And if you're not a patron, we'll be announcing next week the new Patreon. And we would really, really love it if as many of you guys can support as possible, because we really want to do a lot of cool things with the show that would be made possible by you guys supporting the show. And you don't have to worry about me not sending you the swag you're owed, because I won't be telling you that I will anymore.
All of this is for Matt's guilt. That's basically
it. Really is. Dude, I feel terrible that we've gotten this far behind. And I know it's not all my responsibility, like it's us, but like, you know, I just tend to take the tasks on when you're busy, and then like they feel like they're my tasks, not our tasks. And then like, I kind of spiral that I'm getting behind on things, and it's just, been bad.
All right, so next up we got Benjamin Phillip, another patron. He says, yes, the trailer seems to be leading us in a certain direction. Yes, James Gunn has explicitly said that we are going to be seeing Rocket's origin story in this one, but let's not forget all the other moments that have led Rocket to this place. His temporary banishment in Volume 2, his connection with Yondu, his connection with Thor, the small moments with Nebula, going into Endgame, we all knew it was going to be Tony or Cap. This is, in some respects, the Endgame for the Guardians, and the end of the story that James Gunn set out to tell. Rocket has led a very hard life, and while I certainly don't want to see him suffer, I do think we will move on peacefully, serving as the catalyst for all the other Guardians to reevaluate what's important to them. Sorry, not sorry for the long message, but I'm thinking about what could happen in this film. The storyteller in me has looked at the storyteller in James Gunn. He's got another job to do now, and that's very exciting, but I also seem to remember that he knew how the trilogy would go, more or less, as he began work on that first movie. In considering his special brand of genius, I think we're in for a ride. One that might be some tough viewing, but ultimately one that gives us the ending these characters deserve, and closing one chapter in order to open a new one. Thanks for indulging me, and I'd love to hear what you think. This podcast has meant so much to me. This entire Panda community has meant so much to me, and having your support to run with Marvel Madness has meant so much to me. I'm so grateful I found you all at the beginning of 2021, just before WandaVision, and I'm both honored and proud to be a part of this community. I love you all. 3,000 for Matt, 3,000 for Ashley, 3,000 for Jeff, 3,000 for this community, and 3,000 for this podcast. If my math is correct, that's 12,000. That's a lot of love I'm grateful for. I'm going to go ahead and interject. That's actually 15,000.
15,000, yeah. Bad math. We do appreciate the sentiment, but your math is wrong, sir. It's wrong.
It nullifies the whole thing.
Yeah. How can we even try? How can we trust any of it if we can't trust the math, Benjamin? How
can sentiment be damned. The math is wrong. Oh, man. So it looks like he's also included a song. Like song lyrics. Sort of for us.
Yeah.
It's to be sung like the original Turtle Power song from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yep. He says, P-A-N-D-A-S power, P-A-N-D-A-S power, P-A-N-D-A-S power, heroes on the podcast, Panda Power. It's good. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I wanted to join in on the harmony.
Oh, I meant thanks, Benjamin.
Oh. Yeah, to hell with me.
He ends it with Benjamin, aka Funky Panda. I like it. I like it. You gotta love that classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme.
It's always fun to go with that melody. Is that a melody?
It is. It is a melody,
it's,
in fact.
It's a melody.
P-A-N-D-A-S power is really hard to sing to that, though.
You know, it really is.
P-A-N-D-A-S, because D-A-S shouldn't, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja, you gotta hit that ninja, and D-A just doesn't really work. That's not your fault, Benjamin. It's just, you know, just the way
it's just the way
fall.
The panda's spelled. It's just the way the pandas is spelled.
It's the way the panda crumbles.
No. Okay, so he did talk a lot about Guardians 3.
Yes, he did.
Especially the way that Rocket is probably going to leave us.
Yes.
According to him.
And there's a lot of speculation about that, some of which I won't even mention here because I think it's like, I don't know. Oh, should I? Okay. If you don't want to hear this speculation about who's going to die, move on. But it's pretty interesting. So it's based on artwork. So it's not like there's not like spoilers here. But if it's consistent with previous movies, it seems like a possibility. In the first Guardians,
yep.
Spoiler alert. Because this does seem like a really good theory. In the first Guardians, the logo for Guardians of the Galaxy was like two brown shades. It was like a darker brown and a lighter brown.
Okay.
And Groot died.
Sure.
In the second Guardians, the logo was all blue with the red, like, volume 2 at the bottom.
Sure.
And Yondu died. And in the new one, there are two logos going around. One that they released early on and one that they've released more recently. And they're basically Drax's colors and Rocket's colors.
Oh, no.
I saw this theory going around. I was like, James Gunn loves to do that kind of stuff. You know, like little, he has that whole code in the movies. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like where like the titles of the planet or the like mm-hmm. the code for the planet, it translates to something like
yeah.
Meredith Quill or something like that.
Yeah, Mom's Cancer, Meredith Quill, like all these. It gives these clues to things that apparently some of the Easter eggs haven't even been discovered yet. And like James Gunn will comment too. He'll be like, you got close or whatever, like to people that yeah. are putting out theory videos and stuff. Anyway, he loves to do stuff like that. And so to me, that does seem like a pretty good like possibility.
Hmm. Oh, that's kind of scary. I don't like it.
It does. It is. But it could be a misdirect because they've done two of them and maybe they're being like, maybe one of these guys will die. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then it's actually Quill.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's true. It maybe is a total misdirect.
Yeah. Somebody's dying. Not Quill though.
Somebody's going to die. I mean, somebody's died in both and like he loves to play with your emotions in that way. So I think he's going to die. Someone's going to die for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But did Groot really die?
He did.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like James Gunn has said that the new Groot is Groot's offspring.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. He has said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so. We've watched him grow up, and now he's a nice big beefy boy.
Mm-hmm. I love big beefy Groot.
He's like linebacker shaped.
Yeah. And I just love how overly excited he gets, and like how he's like moshing to that song. Oh, it's so good.
There you go again with that song.
The song is so good.
On that Patreon episode or that commission episode that we did, you were talking about the song being the greatest thing
yeah.
on your Spotify.
Yep. Which that episode will drop next, actually. So yeah.
There's a little preview for what's coming.
Preview of what we're talking about on the next episode. We almost never go out of order. When we record episodes, because I'm always sure we're going to mess up and talk about things in one episode that haven't happened yet.
Yeah, like we just did.
And that further supports my theory that we shouldn't do that.
There we go. Just cementing that.
Cementing that we've been doing it right all along.
We've been doing right all along.
Okay, so Benjamin... I dig the thoughts. I think that this is, in some respects, the end game for Guardians, and James Gunn knew how he was going to end it all along, and he's always set up Rocket as this like tortured, tragic character. And I think we've seen Rocket grow probably the most of any character. So I think that it is fitting that he would be the most selfish character in the beginning who doesn't even want to be involved. And he's the one that's like, yeah, Ronan's got the stone. We just need to go the other direction, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we just needed to be anywhere but Xandar. He's grown from that to, I think he'll probably be do something sacrificial, you know what I mean? To die for others he dies.
Think back, like, from Guardians 1, do you think that version of Rocket, the guy that, like, was wanting to shoot Drax for talking bad about him, like, saying, like, he thinks I'm just some gross thing, like, I'm some kind of monster.
He did still just try to kill Kevin Bacon for the same reason, so...
do you think that version, though, that version of Rocket would have, like, looked at Thor and been like, okay, you need an eye. You need to put an eye in that place. You can't, if we're going to save the universe, you can't do it one stupid eye.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. That's an interesting one to choose. I just think that, like, it's a weird one to go to. But yeah, I think that Rocket has definitely, I mean, he's learned to love, what would be interesting, I think he's learned to love his family, this found family that he has. But I still don't know that he's learned to truly love everyone, like love the galaxy, you know, like actually want to save the galaxy. And it'll be interesting to see him like go for that. Cause like in the last movie, he got them in big trouble cause he like stole those batteries, you know?
Well, yeah, that was like 6 months after the first one though.
Right. No, for sure. For sure.
But then like in Endgame, he was a part of that group that was all in Hologram. That was talking to Nat.
That's true.
And like he was talking across to Captain Marvel, like, you know, what, another haircut or something? Like, you know, just kind of quipping at her. And then she was like, you know, whatever it was that she said, I can't even remember at this point, but she said something that made him go, nope, yep, you're right. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. Mm-hmm. And like he didn't quip at all back to her. He was just like, yes, you are right. That is correct. I am
interesting.
Yeah.
That's such a small part. I need to go back and like see what he says there.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. I think the loss of Groot, his like child in many ways in the snap definitely made him like passionate about finding Thanos and like being a part of the team. It'll be interesting to see where he is when he comes back in this movie. I really want to go. I think I'll try to rewatch all of the movies before then. All the Guardians and Infinity War and Endgame.
That's going to be a lot easier than what I've been doing.
Oh, are you rewatching the whole thing?
I've been rewatching the entire verse. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm in one, but I've been doing it in chronological order. So
yeah,
I'm in WandaVision now.
Like, cool.
Getting toward the end of WandaVision.
Getting close to the newest stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm like, I guess at this point, like, I'm halfway through all of the content because there's so freaking much in Phase 4.
Yeah, man, that's rad. I we've been talking about it for a while now. We want to do those podcasts about each of the movies as they happened, but we just hadn't gotten around to it. I have rewatched a lot of it this year with my niece, so kind of the same as you. Last thing. To mention about Benjamin's feedback, Benjamin mentioned here the Marvel madness that he's been doing. This is that very same Benjamin Phillip who has been running Marvel madness for us.
We mentioned him in the last episode.
Right, in the next episode. Oh.
In the last next episode.
Oh, you're right. See, I did it again.
There we go. There we go.
This is why we don't do this.
Proof right there.
Yeah. No, we talk about it in the episode that will air on Friday, drop on Friday. But Benjamin is running the Marvel Madness for us, and he's just been doing these brackets of characters and We just finished round one, so if you haven't been participating, this is a good time to go join the Stranded Panda chat on Facebook. And it's going to be a good time. We're like trying to figure out March Madness style, what is the best Marvel movie? What order do the pandas all put it in? You know, and it looks like Jeff is frozen, which is pretty funny. I was sitting here talking and talking and then looked up and he's still mid laugh. I guess he was still laughing at the fact that I messed up I messed up on the order of the episodes, but oh well, Jeff is gone. And we're here at the end of the episode anyway. So I think I'm just going to tell you guys good night. We love you. Thank you for being here. And we'll be back with more Marvel podcast next week. Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Next week, we'll be relaunching the Patreon. We would love it if you guys could join us on the Patreon. We're going to be trying to do a lot more for our patrons and doing a lot more with our patrons. And we're probably going to put a survey up on the Stranded Panda chat asking you guys what kind of things you'd like to see from the Patreon and what kind of things might convince you to come give it a try. We really want to like start pouring into that community over there and sort of building it as a community instead we haven't done that as much in the first version of the Patreon. And we're excited to do more of that as we go here soon. So, that's February 1st. And we'll be back soon. Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.